tell you love to hate.
I get more nervous in this room than anywhere else.
It's on your radio right now.
Do you know how to pop that coochie for a good one?
There you go. It's the world's most dangerous one to show.
Cut the cameras, a motherfucker.
Angry. What kind of show is this? My son listens to this show.
The Breakfast Club
with DJ Envy, the captain of this bitch.
With Angela Yee, the only one who can keep these guys in check.
With Charlamagne the God.
I'm a lovable asshole.
And this is the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Happy Tuesday.
It is Tuesday.
Yes.
Now, I'm not going to lie. This morning, I was supposed to get here a little early because I made a bet with a jock from our Dallas station, Bebe. And
you're supposed to run around.
I was supposed to run around in my boxer shorts.
But you still have to do it.
I know. I still have to do it. But I can't do it today.
Why?
I don't know if these boxer shorts I have are fresh. So I don't know if there's a hole in
it. Wait, hold on.
What?
You have holy underwear?
I mean, I think every man has a pair of holy underwear, just
Why?
Like every man has a pair of holy socks. It's just, I don't know, we just things we
don't
do.
Don't you have enough underwear that you don't need to have those and you should throw them away?
I do. But sometimes you grab that and you're running late and you just got
to
put on the holy underwear.
You
so I will not be doing that this
through.
Morning. Nah, I'll probably do it tomorrow morning. I wanted to do it this morning because it was like 80 degrees. The bet was if the Cowboys won, I would have to run around the station in my boxer shorts. And if Giants won, he would have to run around his radio station wearing boxes, but it looks like I'm going to have to do it. I didn't do it this morning. What up, Charlamagne?
I'm going to be honest with you. Nobody cares about this bet with you and Bebe. So y'all doing some real sick, perverted stuff because you sending him a video of you running around in your drawers, and I don't know what he's sending you, but really nobody cares about this bet but you two guys.
No, we made a bet. We made a bet, and we got to follow through with the bet.
Look, man,
that's
if you hell-bent on sending a man a picture of you running around in your boxes, who am I to stop you? Live your life. Be free, DJ Envy, be free.
There you go.
Okay?
Why does it always got to go there with you?
Go okay,
there
with
be a nice bet, that's all?
Hey, man. Man, do what you gotta do, my
goodness
brother.
Gracious.
I do know we are at that point. When did that iPhone X come out?
Today.
No, well, no, they're announcing the information, and they said it's gonna be more than one iPhone that comes out today.
And you know what? Whenever the new iPhones come out, whatever old iPhone you got stops working.
Why you stop working?
What? I don't know what's going on. My iPhone, you know how it says searching?
Yes.
Mine's been searching for all morning long, just searching.
Oh, they're getting you.
And it was doing that yesterday too. What are we searching for?
Are you available for upgrade yet?
I don't know.
You got to come out your pocket.
Is your system updated?
Yes, I updated it a while ago. But whenever a new iPhone is coming out, whatever iPhone you got starts to go on the fritz. And it makes you just automatically say, you know what? I need to go get a new phone.
Well, you better get that $1,000 ready.
I got it. I'm doing okay in life.
No, that's what I'm talking about.
There we go.
That's what happens.
He got money.
That's what happens when you pinch in other places. When you don't spend it on luxurious cars like you and expensive hair like ye, then you got
my
money
hair costs
in other places.
$120.
Wow. I wouldn't have told nobody that. But listen.
I got expensive
that's how
cars.
Much raise costs.
I got expensive cars, but I got a lot of investments.
Yeah, I'm doing okay in life. So I'm pinching other areas. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's not nothing to be ashamed of if you make money. I mean,
if you share it, okay. And I'm not saying I make money. I'm just saying that
I hope you do if you work a lot.
I do okay in life.
I think we all do okay in life.
My mother always said, just be happy to be making a living, and that's how I live my life. I'm just happy to be making a living.
I think we all are happy making a living. I don't know. I don't know anybody that's not happy making a living.
Not true. That's not true at all. There's plenty of people that go to their job every day and hate what they do. So they're not happy making a living.
I'm very happy making a living.
Yeah, because you love what you do.
What are you opening up, jail mail?
Yeah, somebody sent me jail mail.
Why is it in plastic?
I don't know.
Oh, you know why it's in plastic.
What's going on over here, Envy?
I don't know. Well, front page news, what are we talking about?
Oh, man, we are going to talk about this awful story about Kanika Jenkins, and that is the young woman who was found in a walk-in freezer in Rosemont Hotel. We'll tell you what they know based off of video footage.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Here's Humble, Kendrick Lamar. Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, last night at Monday Night Football, the Vikings beat the Saints 29-19 and the Broncos beat the Chargers 24-21. Now, let's talk about that teen that was found in the freezer. So horrible.
Yes, 19-year-old Kanika Jenkins was found in a walk-in freezer at the Crowne Plaza Chicago O'Hare Hotel and Conference Center. Now, they don't know how she ended up in that freezer. Police who are investigating her death are saying that they believe that she actually was drunk and let herself in that freezer and locked herself in. But they don't have surveillance video. They have cameras right outside the freezer, and they don't know if someone put her there. Some people are saying there was some foul play. The last video that they saw of her before she was apparently by the freezer was at a party. Okay, now here is Teresa Martin, who is Kanika Jenkins' mom, and here's what she has to say.
But I asked her, can I see my daughter? Why I can't see how she died? Why I can't see? Because I know in the deep freezer, I know at my job.
You had to pull open. Now, remind you, you can't even hold your balance. You got to have some strength to yank these doors open.
Yeah.
Now, remind you, they said she couldn't have barely hold herself up, yet alone pull open the door.
Right.
The police department said freak accidents like that do happen.
So they're saying, they're trying to say that
she... And they said they didn't see her. And there's a camera sitting right in front of the cooler. They didn't see how she got in there.
So this whole thing that they had going around on social media yesterday where they said she was lured someplace by her friends to be raped and then she got killed, that wasn't a real thing?
Well, now, I'm reading all these stories from the Chicago Tribune. There are a lot of things on social media where they're saying there's these group chat messages and all of that, but I don't know that any of that has been verified yet.
Mm.
So I want to wait until we have all the correct information.
So nobody knows what happened, huh? I thought they said one girl turned herself in or something and was arguing.
Well, they've identified the people that were in the video that were at the party with her, so I've identified most of those people.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people are saying there looks like there's some foul play involved, but the police who are investigating, they're doing toxicology results. They haven't gotten those yet because that can take weeks or months to come in.
But didn't people call her mom from the car she was driving and her cell phone? I definitely read that yesterday.
Well, listen, all I know is I saw a lot of different stories about what happened. This was the latest one that I saw in the Chicago Tribune. This was in Chicago. So we're going to keep on updating you on what we get as it comes in. But I don't want to give incorrect information.
No, I definitely read that they was in her car and they had her cell phone and they called her mom. That's how her mom knew she was even at a party because her mom didn't know she was attending a party. Her mom thought she was going bowling or something.
Yeah,
like
she said. Well, she said she last saw her daughter around 11:30 when she left their house to go to a party, and her sister spoke with her around 1:30 a.m., which is close to the time that she went missing, according to her relatives.
Mm. All right. So, well, I hope they find out what happened.
Do we have any Irma updates?
Yes, so right now several cruise ships are going to be going to the Caribbean, and that is to deliver supplies and assist in evacuation efforts for victims of that storm. So they're going to cancel some scheduled cruise trips just to dispatch a couple of their ships to go out there. Now, Hurricane Irma has now weakened. It was downgraded from a tropical storm to a tropical depression last night, and it's headed toward Atlanta, Georgia. So it's expected to turn toward Alabama and then into western Tennessee. I saw there was some issues in Jacksonville. Looks pretty bad. So shout out to all of our people in Jacksonville. And three deaths were reported in Georgia. Right now, they're still doing some rescue efforts, and that is in certain parts of Florida as well.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. Maybe you had a bad night or maybe you had a good night. Whatever it may be. If you want to get it off your chest, phone lines are wide open. 800-585-1051. Hit us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is CK. What's up?
What's up, bro? Get it off your chest.
Oh, man, I'm just saying I'm blessed this morning. I had called y'all about 3 months ago saying I had a speeding ticket and I was DUI. But now everything good, you know?
All right.
Okay, so you mean to tell me.
Yeah, was like,
people get speeding tickets every day, B.
Yeah,
okay?
Last time you was like, you're an idiot. I was like, no, I don't like that. So I got that straightened up quick.
Congratulations. Yeah.
At least you didn't cry. Hey. Sometimes people cry when they get speeding tickets.
You paid your speeding tickets.
Yeah, nah, that's great. Hey, Angelique, I'll be following you on Instagram. My name's C. King. So when you see me, you know what I'm saying, be like, what's up?
C.
You ain't
got to
look all crazy.
Hello, who's this?
This is Martin speaking.
Hey, what's up, man? Get it off your chest, bro.
Listen, lately at my job, everything has changed completely. I don't want to say exactly what I work at, but it's in the financial institute.
Okay.
And I was told that I couldn't speak my native language. I'm a Hispanic, and I have fellow colleagues who speak Spanish. And, you know, we sometimes engage in having nice conversation with one another. And my manager, he's from a different ethnicity. He's Guyanese, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. And he approached us and told us we cannot speak Spanish.
So what'd you say?
I told them I'm going to continue to speak Spanish because it is my native language. But, you know, sometimes you think about the logistics of a manager, how he'll try to pretty much get you fired, say it's a subordination, and try to cover it up, because that's how he is.
Let me ask you a question. Does your manager speak Spanish?
He said no.
He does not.
Well, as soon as he told me I couldn't speak Spanish, I'd have told him suck my D in Spanish.
How do you say that in Spanish?
Oh, I definitely don't want to say that on the air, but if I would have said it, he would have understood exactly what I was trying to say.
You could say, besa mi culo.
What's that mean?
I could definitely said that, but...
What's that mean?
That means kiss my ass.
Oh, okay. No. And see, that's why he don't want y'all talking Spanish, because he don't know what the hell y'all talking about.
Absolutely.
I know. I
tell him he should learn Spanish. It's an important language.
It definitely is.
You should have been like, I'll teach you some Spanish.
You said it's good with the ladies.
Spanish is very good with
it's
the ladies.
It's a lover's language.
Not if they don't know what the hell you're talking about.
It sounds nice.
Thank you. See, Charlamagne, y'all got to put you on to the Spanish stuff, man. Come on. Mm-hmm. You got to hang out with a couple Spanish brothers, too, you know. Well, you married now, so it's kind of, you know.
Dímelo.
That's right. I'm married.
Dímelo.
My goodness.
And, you know, I love tacos, though.
That's Mexican.
Oh.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Nikki.
Hey, Nikki.
From Virginia.
Get it off your chest, mama.
I'm mad because I got demoted from my position at a job that I've been at for 13 years through email.
That sucks. They even have the
decency
to call you at all or pull you in the office.
Listen, man, I watched Batman versus Superman, and they introduced the Justice League in the email. So that's just the way of the world nowadays.
My goodness. Well, where do you work?
I work at Chick-fil-A.
Oh, hey! Chick-fil-A didn't do you like
that. What's up?
Not that holy institution of Chick-fil-A. They did not do you that dirty. I don't believe it.
They sure did. But, she smiled in my face the day before. And then I get the email the next day when I'm off. And then I've been seeing her, and she still hasn't said anything. So.
Wow. What was your position beforehand?
Huh?
What was your position at first?
I did the scheduling.
Mm. I'm going to be honest with you, baby. You must be a terrible human being to get fired from Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A only has angels working there.
She got demoted.
Are you still going to eat? Oh, well, yeah, she just got demoted.
Chick-fil-A only has angels working there. So the fact that they demoted you lets me know that you're not ready to be an angel. You'll get your wings soon enough.
My goodness.
All right.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Jane.
Hey, Jane. Get it off your chest.
I called in a few days ago from Brickell.
Uh-huh.
And right now, the storm is over. I'm so glad we are still alive.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all. Like, I'm so grateful to everyone who reached out and was sending out love or whatever, even when we lost power.
I saw that video footage from Brickell. Brickell was hit hard.
Yeah.
It was so bad. It was so bad. I didn't think it would look this bad, but it was crazy.
Do you guys have power or no?
We got power, yes, this morning.
Oh, good.
This morning. So right now we got power. It's still black outside, but it looks better than
what it did a couple days ago. Right. Gotcha. You have food and everything though, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad you are all right.
Okay.
Thank you for calling and checking in. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, or if you're blessed, you can hit us up. Yee, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, we are going to be talking about Adrian Broner, and we'll tell you about his post just asking for some help on social media.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Good
Let's
morning.
Get to the rumors. Let's talk an ex-NBA player.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo.
Rumor report. Rumor report. This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, for the past year, Derek Fisher has been paying his ex-wife alimony and child support. Now, that alimony was $109,000 a month.
How much?
$109,000 a month.
Sheesh.
He got it. All that money he stuck the Knicks up for.
And child support was $15,000 a month. But now he has gotten all of that reduced to nothing because he got fired from his job.
Mm-hmm.
He's no longer working as a coach for the New York Knicks. And his ex-wife agreed. Under the terms of their deal, he'll no longer have to pay child support or alimony at all.
He still got that money, though. The contract with the Knicks is guaranteed. He got that bread.
Well, for whatever reason, they both come to an agreement.
I think his contract was up, though. I think it was like a four-year deal. I think that 4 years is up.
Derek Fisher didn't make it no 4 years in New York as no coach.
No, he did 2 years.
Yeah.
And he was off for like 2 years.
So he got all his
it's
money.
Done. Yeah, it's done.
But on the first of the month, the lawyers are going to come back together to see if there's any job prospects in the pipeline. Now, don't forget, he also is going to be on Dancing with the Stars, right?
Jesus Christ.
What? So I don't know if that's going to affect the deal, but right now he doesn't have to pay anything. All right.
And congratulations to him. Okay.
Well, or maybe the two of them have decided they don't want to make it in the courts and they've come to some agreement outside of the courts. Who knows if she agreed to that? All right, now let's discuss John Sally. John Sally is wanting to do an alliance with LeVar Ball for the Big Baller brand. Here's what he said.
When I'm coming out with a shoe, how about I give you the name?
All right, that was LeVar Ball.
No, it wasn't it.
Here's John Sally.
I'm trying to get Big Baller Brand to let us make the shoe. I want to manufacture. This is the pitch right now. My shoe is made by a great designer for a ball player, not just for look, for the foot. So, a lot of people say, oh, those look good. Jay-Z said it best. Why shouldn't you own your own?
What does John Sally sneaker look like, though? I've never heard of John Sally designing those sneakers.
You never seen John Sally sneaker?
No. Have you?
No.
I never even heard of a John Sally.
I don't think John Sally. Did he ever have a sneaker?
Not that I remember.
Well, I guess he has his own manufacturing company. It's called Q4. So they design sneakers. Mm. We have to see what these look like. But if it's good quality, then maybe you'd be interested, right? All right. Now, I know Charlamagne gave Adrian Brown a donkey of the day the other day, but he has since been posting. And looks like he's going through some things and he needs to talk to someone. He put up, who will come talk to me? If I wasn't here, I wonder, will they feel the same? Just need someone to talk to. And then he put up the prayer hands and he wrote, hurt. I know I got problems. I just want help. No support, SMH. Life too short for all these F-ups.
Well, go get help, sir. What does he mean? If he knows he needs help, then go get the help you need.
He's been trying to get help for a long time now.
Right. If you remember before, he was saying he didn't want to be here anymore. And right. He was having all kinds of suicidal thoughts. Now, he got donkey of the day because he was on the Vegas Strip, and I don't know what happened, but he ended up shoving a woman and knocking somebody out, and all of that was caught on camera. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what's going on in his life, but hopefully the people close to him are trying to do something. I know he's engaged. He has, what, 7 kids by 6 different women, so obviously there's people in his life that are in contact with him.
I wonder if he would feel he needs help if he was winning, meaning that if he hadn't lost any fights, if you know, his money was up. I wonder if he would feel like he needed help then. Probably not.
Well, I'm not sure. I don't know what's going on with him. But if you're friends with him, and I know Floyd Mayweather and him have a relationship, a big brother, little brother relationship. So maybe he's reached
Floyd
out to him.
Floyd probably tired. Floyd probably says, enough's enough. Now, I done reached out 1,000,001 times now.
All right.
Yeah, well, you can't help nobody until they want to help themselves. That's the thing. Like, I mean, you can constantly try to help somebody over and over and over. But until they stand up and say, you know what? I really do need help, and they go and get help. You can't do nothing for nobody.
Well, he certainly has some demons, and I'm sure in general in life, if you have somebody in your life that you care about, you don't want anything to happen, so you try to do whatever you can, whenever.
All right.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Up next, front page news, what are we talking about?
We are going to be talking about this story about Kanika Jenkins. We don't know what happened to her, but her body was found in a freezer. This was in a hotel in Chicago. We'll tell you what they are reporting, and there's also all kinds of speculation. The family doesn't believe what the police are saying happened.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Hey, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, last night in Monday Night Football, the Vikings beat the Saints 29-19, and the Broncos beat the Chargers 24-21. Now, let's talk about some sad news. This teen that was found in a freezer.
Yes, Kanika Jenkins, 19 years old. Investigators are going over surveillance video and questioning potential witnesses. They don't know what happened, but according to Kanika Jenkins' mother, Teresa Martin, she last saw her daughter around 11:30 p.m. Friday. She left their house to go to a party. This is in Chicago. And her sister last spoke with her around 1:30 a.m. Saturday, which is close to the time that she went missing, according to relatives. They did not find her body until about 24 hours later. The family was repeatedly contacting the hotel, the police. At one point, they even went to the hotel and started knocking on doors until officers stopped them. Now, Kanika Jenkins was pronounced dead on the scene. That was at 12:48 a.m. Sunday. Here is Kanika Jenkins' mother, Teresa Martin, speaking to the news.
But I asked her, can I see my daughter? Yeah. Why I can't see how she died? Why I can't see? Because I know in the deep freezer, I know in, at my job.
You had to
and
pull
open. Now, remind you, you can't even hold your balance. You got to have some strength to yank these doors open.
Yeah.
Now, remind you, they said she couldn't have barely hold herself up, yet alone pull open the door.
Right.
The police department said freak accidents like that do happen.
So they're saying, they're
and
trying
they said
to
they
say
didn't
that
see
she,
her. They
that
done, she... they, and it's the camera sitting right in front of the cooler. They didn't see how she got in there.
All right, so the camera footage shows that it looks like she was drunk, and the police are saying their theory is that she let herself into the freezer while drunk and she died inside, but a lot of people are saying they don't believe that. And there's certain footage from a party that she was at the hotel. So right now they are still investigating and going over all of this footage. There's also postings on Facebook from people who were supposedly friends with her and... you know, just basically all different types of theories going on. So as they are combing through this and they are doing an autopsy, they did an autopsy. The toxicology results won't be available for weeks or maybe even perhaps months. So they're not going to know exactly what that cause of death was until those results come in.
They'll be able to suspect foul play and all of that kind of stuff, though, right?
I'm sure.
Right. I'm sure.
I mean, they're still investigating. This just happened. They found her body on Saturday. So right now, they have identified the people that were seen in the video at the party with her. I believe that at least one of the people have been brought in for questioning at this point.
And it's a hotel. I'm sure it's surveillance footage all throughout the hotel, right?
Yeah, they do have surveillance footage.
So it should be.
Yes, we will see what happens. But we'll keep you updated on that story.
Now, what's going on in these shelters? I've seen people are having sex in these shelters after Hurricane Harvey.
Well, yes, after Hurricane Harvey, this was in Houston. There was some video footage of two people caught, another shelter resident caught them and put it on Facebook. Two people who appeared to be having sex under the covers. We don't know if they're having sex, but the sheets are moving. If you have Revolt TV,
they look like they're hunching. They either having sex or they hunching, as we say in the country. You know what I'm saying?
Now, there are children and senior citizens there as well.
For all we know, those are senior citizens under the covers. We don't know who under them covers. They could might be two.
But I'm just saying, there's kids in the shelter. There's all types of people in the shelter. So
we don't know what time of morning it is.
You can just see that there's upward and downward motions. But we do know somebody did see it because they put it on Facebook.
Yeah, because somebody's always up, especially in the shelter. But we don't know what time of night it was. We don't know what time of morning it was. It could have been appropriate hunching hours. Okay.
With other people around?
Look, man.
And kids around?
Listen, I'm not going to judge anybody who's been displaced by a hurricane. They've probably been in that shelter all week long. They just want to have some type of sense of normalcy. They just want to feel good. That's their mate. That's their significant other. They feeling intimate. I don't see anything wrong with it.
So it's not rude to the other people in the shelter?
Let's open up the phone lines.
To the people maybe that have kids that are like, that's inappropriate for you to do that?
From the video I'm looking at, they're under the blanket. You can't see nothing. You don't know what's going on.
Let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Now, we don't even know if this couple looks like they're having sex under the sheets. And we're asking 800-585-1051. Is it right? Would you do it?
Listen, I'm not knocking nobody who's been displaced from a hurricane and they're in the shelter, man. They just want to have a sense of normalcy. They don't got no place else to do
it. Yeah, but my kids might be in the bed next to you.
So you would do it.
My kids might be in the bed next to you.
I probably would. I'm not going to sit here and judge them because they don't have no place to go. They just want a sense of normalcy.
Yeah, but my kids might be next to you and I don't want them to see that or possibly hear that.
Well, hey, man, we all in this shelter together. Okay? Yeah, it's going to be a lot of things in this shelter that you don't want your kids to see. You don't want your kids in the shelter at all. But guess what? Things happen.
Would you do it, Envy?
No.
Man, knock it off. Stop it.
No, knock it off.
You got five kids.
No, I wouldn't do it in the shelter.
The only reason I would say that is because there's other people.
Time out.
And he said he wouldn't do it in the shelter if it was my home. Yes. The reason we're asking this question because it was in a shelter. Your house has nothing to do with it.
Meaning if it's my house and and kids are around, it's my
you would
privacy.
Have sex in
That's
front
not
of
the
kids.
Point. It's a shelter.
But in this situation, it's a shelter with other people's kids, other people's families, other people displaced.
Everybody's displaced.
You got to show a little respect.
You have to respect the other people.
So what if I'm in there with my wife, my significant other, and my wife is just, she's crying. And she's just like, look, I just want to feel good. I need a sense of normalcy.
Pray.
Yeah, we can pray, too. And then after I pray, we're going to pray nobody see us under these damn covers,
huh? 800-585-1051. Should this couple be having sex in a shelter around everybody? We don't know who's there.
Would you do it?
Y'all are some very judgmental people, boy.
We're not judgmental. I'm just telling you how I would do it.
I just would respect the other people.
No.
It's not all about me.
Call us up right now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about... a Houston shelter. Now, a couple was having sex in the shelter. It was videotaped. Well, we assume they were having
Facebook.
Sex.
Somebody posted.
It looks like they were humping. And we're asking, would you do it, and is that right? Charlamagne says yes, he would do it.
Well, see, because I can understand the situation that these people are in. Like, these people have been displaced. They probably lost everything. They're in this shelter. They just want to have a sense of normalcy. Period. You know, they've been there for, like, what, a week and some change now?
Yeah, but you also got to respect it, the fact that there's kids there. There's kids and there's young adults
and there's
there.
Other people in
and the
general.
And the light is bright as hell. The light is on. It's not like it's dim.
All right,
and
so
it's
he
low.
Says yes, he would do it. I say no, I wouldn't
no,
do that.
I wouldn't do
and
it.
And I wouldn't do that out of respect for the other people. Everybody's making a sacrifice at this point in time. And if
absolutely.
That means that I have to do that because I'm respecting the people and the situation that we're in, the other people, then I.
First of all, I know for a fact that those are not the first two people to ever have sex in a shelter. That's
well,
number
I'm not
one.
Saying no one does.
Number
it.
Two, we don't know who was under that cover. It could have been 270-year-old people for all we know.
Doesn't make it
okay.
right.
And number three, it could be 3 a.m. See, and once again, I can put myself in the shoes of people in that situation. You've been displaced for a whole week. What if your wife is crying to you and your wife is like, look, man, I just want to feel good for the moment. Like, let's just have sex. She whispered in your ear. I say, you're going to do it because you want to make your wife feel good. You don't got nothing else to offer.
No, I'm going to pray and I'm not going to do it in front of somebody else. Somebody else's kids could be in the bed right next to me.
I would be
the
respecting the other
bright.
People
it's not like
that,
the lights
are
dim.
That
are lights
are
on.
By the way,
room.
We don't know if those might have been kids under the covers. We don't know who under them covers.
Could have been. That doesn't make it
exactly.
right.
Exactly.
They could have been kids, old people. Doesn't make it right.
I'm just saying I can understand.
We got Jonathan on the line. Jonathan, good morning.
What's good? Good morning. Good morning, DJ Envy. What's going on?
What's up, bro? Now, would you do that? Would you have sex under them covers?
Nah, man. That's disrespectful, bro. I mean, if there's people around, I wouldn't do it. But if I had my own room, you best believe it's going down.
Yeah, of course.
You're
if
not
you have
gonna
your
have
own
your own room.
Room
in the shelter.
Hello, what's your name, mama?
My name is Lady.
Lady, now would you have sex under those covers?
I wouldn't do it in front of everyone, but I would try to go a little bit more private, like the bathroom.
Yeah, at least go to the bathroom.
Bathroom might be worse, because usually there's one bathroom in them shelters, and lines be long. Bathroom's worse.
No.
I don't know,
at least a little more private.
More
I get what
private.
You're saying.
You wouldn't want to do it in front of everyone.
No, I wouldn't want to do it in front of everyone, because there are kids. I have kids myself, so I wouldn't want my child to see that, but...
Absolutely.
Listen, go a little more private. Put a note on the bathroom, at least. You know?
Hey.
People understand.
Put a Coke can in the shower.
Take a walk with a Coke can in the shower.
Remember little Boosie said you walked in on the two dudes humping and there's a Coke can in the shower?
Hello, who's this?
It's Jay from Newport News.
Jay, now, would you have sex under some covers around all those people with the lights on, bro?
Honestly, if I thought everybody was asleep, hell yeah, I would. In that circumstance, man, I mean, you never know how they was feeling, man. I mean,
yeah.
I don't see nothing wrong with it.
Okay. Thank you, Jay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 800-585-1051. We're asking if the circumstances, if you were under those circumstances, would you have sex?
Or tell them the circumstances. You're in the shelter.
In
the displaced
shelter,
from Hurricane
displaced,
Harvey.
Right.
You just want a sense of normalcy.
But we don't know who's around.
We don't know
around.
What the reason was.
We don't know if there's kids around.
We do know what the reason was. Somebody was trying to get a nut.
They was horny.
It was horny.
But there are other people right there. So obviously, somebody saw that and was... They didn't like it, so they filmed it and put it on Facebook.
That's not
live.
True.
That is why they did it.
They filmed it because they did like it. They filmed it because they knew they were going to get those likes on Facebook. They knew that was going to get viral, and The Breakfast Club would talk about it.
Well, 800-585-1051. Would you do it? It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Hey, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about a shelter in Houston. Now, somebody taped a couple, it looks like, having sex, and we're asking, would you do it? And Charlamagne says, yes, he would.
I can understand the situation, man. I mean, like I said, these guys and these girls have been displaced. I don't know who was under the covers, to be honest, but they have been displaced
right.
from this hurricane. They've been there for a week. They just want to have a sense of normalcy after a while.
Really trying to lead the people into green.
I'm not trying to lead the people
yes,
into nothing.
Are.
It's common sense.
But like, what about the common sense of there's kids, there's other people in the shelter, and
listen,
that's rude to
I'm
them.
Not saying anything's wrong either. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying I understand. That's all I'm simply saying.
Like we're saying, would you do it? Charlamagne would do it. Me and Envy wouldn't.
No, yes. I wouldn't do it. I mean, because I don't know if there's kids around. I would try to find a little more privacy where people are not watching. Maybe a kid can't wake up
in
and see it.
In situations like
it.
That, it's just sacrifices that you have to make. It's unfortunate, but sometimes you have to make those sacrifices.
Well, here's the thing. Before I tell the universe I would do it, the first thing I would say is I would never want to be in this situation. But if I was in this situation, I don't see what would stop me from having sex with my significant other.
No, not in a shelter around other people. Hello, who's this?
This is Mia.
Hey, Mia. Now, would you do it? Would you, if you were in a shelter and you were displaced, would you have sex?
I would absolutely do it. But wait. The reason why I would do it is because I don't have a filter, though. So I'm nasty like that. But they should have decency, though. they had the decency to at least cover up what they were doing. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, they had a little bit of self-respect there.
So it
wouldn't matter to you if there was kids around and the beds.
She said she's
and
nasty.
Everything.
I don't care if there's kids. Wow. I don't care if there's dogs. I don't care. But it's like,
well, she's next level.
All right.
It depends. Like,
little nasty
know?
Ass. Okay.
You really can't see what's going on under them covers. I'm going to be totally honest with you.
But you know what's going on.
Hey, man. You don't know. And guess what? They getting it popping in Joel Osteen church, too. You think they're not having sex in Joel Osteen church?
And if he's doing his job, you should be hearing some noise, too.
No, not really. You got to be light humper.
Light
humper.
That wasn't light humper.
You got to hump like you're in a two-bedroom apartment, man, and the kids sleep in the apartment right next door, man.
Or she was going in. Hello, who's this?
This is Miss J.
Hey, Miss J. Now, would you have sex in the shelter?
I don't think so.
I like how you said you don't think so, though, because you don't know.
No. Yes, I do know. Right now, my mind would be focusing on where I'm going to find me a place to live at. How I'm going to have some food in my stomach and for my kids. That's the last thing that should be on your mind.
You've been there a week and a half, though. How long they been there? When was Harvey? Harvey was what?
About a week.
She said she wouldn't do it.
I'm not even going to lie. I don't even think I could get hard in a shelter with all those people and kids running around.
Well, guess what? What if you do?
Totally disrespectful. Totally. That's what you do in your privacy. Right. And right now you're not in a private area.
It's not my fault. Blame Hurricane Harvey. That's the reason I'm not in a private area.
Well, in general, I wouldn't have sex in the room with other people around, period. So I know I wouldn't do it.
Hello, who's this?
Hello. This is Jonathan Webb.
Hey, Jonathan. I know what your answer is. Would you have sex in one of those shelters, Jonathan?
I mean, at the same time, I would if I was ducked off in a corner somewhere, you know. But I wouldn't. I ain't going to lie. I wouldn't in the middle of the floor. Unless we got a big blanket, look like four people under there.
They might have been chunky people. Stop
well,
it.
He said he wouldn't do it.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you, bro. So what's the moral of the story, guys?
I mean, the moral of the story to me is it's hard to understand someone until you're in their shoes, and I'm not going to tell them what they can or can't do when they're in a shelter. I can't even say if it's right or wrong. All I can simply say is I understand, and I hope that those two people under those covers' circumstances change real soon so they can have all the sex they want in the privacy of their own home.
I hope so,
too. Well, the consensus of the people calling, I think, in general, was that most people wouldn't do it.
Well, you're not in this situation.
All right.
Most people wouldn't voluntarily sleep in the shelter either.
But we got rumors on the way.
Yes, we are going to be talking about, is there another star on Love & Hip Hop? We got some new music for you, so tell us if you love it or not.
All right. We'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Love & Hip Hop.
Listen up.
It's just in. All the gossip. The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
One of the Love & Hip Hop Hollywood cast members, Lyrica, has released a song. I want to see if you guys think this song could be a hit.
I don't even know who the hell Lyrica is. What Love & Hip Hop cat? Which one is she on?
She's married to, or was she engaged or married to A1, who's a producer on the show. If you have Revolt, you can
which
see.
Which Love & Hip Hop?
Is this LA?
Oh, Hollywood.
Hollywood.
Right, so she has a new song featuring Ty Dolla $ign.
A1,
Dolla
the
Bills. Yeah.
Oh, A1 got a dope song out right now.
He actually has
featuring Ty Dolla $ign and Chris Brown.
Right, so well, here's her song with Ty Dolla $ign. So she's been wanting him to work on music for her, so he finally has. Check it out.
Why you steady calling? I'm your ex. I'm too busy running up a check. I ain't trying to hear what you're saying, no. My love speaking different language. Guess you never ever understand it. Boy, I promise I ain't budging. If I didn't make it clear, you messed up.
What do you think?
Never going back. Take your heart, throw it in.
And by the way, she has some impressive writing credits. She wrote on Demi Lovato's album. Mm. She also co-wrote the song Jealous for Beyonce.
You asked me what I thought?
Yeah, but what do you think about that song? She was signed to Timbaland before.
I give her some light-ass gas. A little bit. You know, only because it sounds like everything else. It's not bad. It just sounds like everything else. Like, it's nothing different about it. It's just one of those cookie-cutter generic records they make nowadays.
And she has Ty Dolla $ign on it as
well.
Yeah,
nothing great about it.
I thought it sounded good.
Yeah.
It was all right.
Sound like everything else out there. That's a fart. Nothing crazy. Just a little, that's how I feel.
My goodness.
All right.
You said it was okay. Why do you get a fart if something's okay?
It makes me gassy. That's all. It's a little. That's it.
Okay.
All right. Now, Andre 3000 has joined the cast of the movie High Life. So everybody's like, when is he going to go back in the studio? But now he's going to be working on some more movies. It centers on convicts who reduce their time behind bars to go on a dangerous mission to a black hole. So they haven't revealed what his character will be at this time, but it's a sci-fi movie.
No, salute to Andre 3000. He can do what he wants. He's a legend.
Now, Charlamagne.
Yes.
And our group chat. Tyrese said he spoke to you.
About
something that happened yesterday. Remember you reported
with the Rock?
With the Rock.
First of all, I would like to apologize to the young. I would like to apologize to the young man in the gym. I was in the gym yesterday, minding my business, and I get the group chat text, and then Tyrese calls me.
Call me too.
Young man had walked up to me literally when I was on the phone, so I couldn't really speak to him because I had my headphones in, so he didn't know I was on the phone.
Right.
So I was looking for him when I left the gym. I'm sorry that Tyrese interrupted our conversation.
What did Tyrese say?
I don't even remember now. What the hell am I about to think about?
Can I finish my rumor report? Yeah. Why did we just segue?
It was a good rumor.
Like that was random. Like you were talking about Tyrese.
I don't know why he just did that.
She was talking about a movie, and you got forget it.
Okay, MV, thank you.
Forget it.
All right, Kobe Bryant, the Lakers are planning to retire his jersey, and that is allegedly going to happen before the Warriors game that's happening December 18th. But they did send a letter to Lakers season ticket holders saying, hold on to your tickets for the game on December 18th for a very special event. So if you have one of those tickets, just make sure that you hold on to that and try to go.
Okay.
All right, and have you ever dated somebody and been irritated because they've been counting calories and it's hard for them to eat anything without talking about carbs? How many calories does this have? Well, allegedly, according to Radar Online, that's the problems that Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson are having. He is begging her to loosen up just a little bit. He's tired of all the lectures on what food has what. Okay. Now, he watches his nutrition because he's a ball player, but she has been putting a lot of emphasis on her weight.
All right, Tristan.
And food, according to this insider, has become her enemy.
Tristan, this is Uncle Charlotte talking. I want you to go Google search old images of Khloe Kardashian from about 8-9 years ago. And you let her count all the calories she wants. Because if she goes back to that, you're not going to be with her.
She's constantly at the gym and she eats solids only twice a week.
Well, that's good.
And she feels away because both Lamar Odom and French Montana cheated on her, so now she's feeling very
hurt. Right now, Khloe looks like a nice, athletic, power forward.
She doesn't
look
like a power
forward.
Now, if
you want her to go back to being a round mound and rebound, then you let her stop counting calories, Tristan Thompson.
She looks way better.
Why don't you tell that girl not to count? You let her count all the calories she wants. She knows where she came from, and she's not trying to go back.
Now, if you didn't know, she also has a website, and for $25 a year, you can learn valuable information about her working out and snacks. There she has. She said, God knows I've really changed the way I eat on a daily basis and my entire approach to healthy living, but snacks are consistently tricky. She said, whether I'm traveling or just have a busy day on the go, I've learned that keeping healthy snacks in my purse, travel bag, or my car is important to staying on track.
Google old pictures of Khloe, and you'll be happy that she is counting calories. Okay.
All right. Well,
you
I'm
understand her daddy is a football player. So being that her daddy is a football player, you have the tendency to gain weight. Okay.
This guy.
Khloe was not a little girl. Tristan needs to be very happy that she's counting calories her do her thing.
Are you body shaming again?
I'm not body shaming. I'm saying, how am I body shaming when I'm saying let the girl count her calories?
And once, again, loosen up a little
and once again,
and
it's
fun.
Not body shaming when it's the truth. The truth was she used to be a chunky girl. That's why she's so hell-bent on counting calories and watching what she eats now. She don't want to go back to that.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Exactly. Let that girl live her life, Tristan.
Tristan. All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right. Thank you.
And did you see that Kmart changed the name of Plus Size Clothes to Fabulously Size?
Oh, God.
So it's not Plus Size anymore now. We are fabulously sized.
Yeah, until the doctor tell you that you at a high risk for diabetes. And then what?
You know, you can be small and be at a high risk for diabetes
God, here
as
we
well.
Go.
Tell him
you can
just
be.
Just
throw out years of doctor's research. Start common sense. Common sense is the bigger you are, the more prone you're to diabetes.
You know, there's then people that have all kinds of health risks as well. Just because you're thin doesn't mean you're healthy.
Can you guys finish?
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right. Charlamagne.
Yes.
We're giving you donkey, too.
Listen, man, donkey of the day. I want y'all to guess the race of this person, too, once I tell y'all the story. We're going to play a little game of guess what race this is. Okay? Once I get halfway through the story, I'm going to ask y'all in the room, what race do you think this person is? And I want y'all to tell me, but I don't want to say his name because I don't want y'all to Google it and guess early. But
all right.
We just need this man to come to the front of the congregation.
All right. Guess your race when we come back
Asian.
At the Breakfast Club.
Charlamagne, say the gang, dunk it, other day.
Charlamagne. You are a dog.
donkey. It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heel.
Yes, the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Hey, well, Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, September 12th goes to a 19-year-old named Andrew Wilson. Now, I'm sure right now, listening to me is millions of people who have been told by their parents that they couldn't keep a pet. I've had that happen to me a couple times in my life. Once I caught a turtle, and I had a nice cardboard box for its home, and my father was like, nope, let that turtle go live in its natural habitat. So he took that turtle and let it go. Another time, it was a stray dog, a straight black mutt that I took in and named Budweiser. That pet, too, was not welcomed by my father, and that pet, too, was released back to the world. Now, in both cases, there was nothing I could say, nothing I could do. It's my father's single-wide trailer that I lived under, so it's my father's rules, okay? He told me I couldn't have a pet, so that's what it was, period. Nothing else to talk about. Well, Andrew Wilson doesn't listen to his parents like I did. Nope, Andrew Wilson is rebellious. 19 years old, Andrew Wilson bought a puppy home, and his mom said he couldn't have it, so Andrew had to make a choice. What does Uncle Charles always tell you, kids? Life is all about choices, and you are free to make whatever choice you want, but you are not free from the consequences of that choice. No matter how young you are, no matter how old you are, no matter what your gender, race, sexuality, when you make a choice, you and you alone have to deal with the consequences of that choice. Well, Andrew made a choice, and now he has to deal with the consequences. His mom told him he couldn't keep a puppy, and this is what the Lansing State Journal is reporting happened.
Andrew Wilson was charged with murder and felony firearm possession on Monday after he allegedly shot his 51-year-old mother, Lisa Marie Wilson, while she slept after she told he couldn't keep a puppy.
Okay, hold on. I heard you say what. So if you said what, then that means that our listeners out there in the car also said what, too. Can we hear what Andrew Wilson did after his mom told him he couldn't keep a puppy?
Andrew Wilson was charged with murder and felony firearm possession on Monday after he allegedly shot his 51-year-old mother, Lisa Marie Wilson, while she slept after she told he couldn't keep a puppy.
Andrew Wilson shot and killed his mama.
Damn, is that serious?
After his mama told him he couldn't keep the puppy. Yes, the 19-year-old admitted to police that he went into his mom's room with a 33 Magnum rifle and shot her while she slept. Not that race matters in this situation. But anyone want to guess what color this man was? Steve, our cameraman, is raising his hand. Steve, come here, Steve. So what race do you think he was?
Caucasian.
Yes, you would be correct, Steve. Why, people?
Oh, my goodness. This picture looks crazy.
Now, Andrew Wilson is 19. That's young, but not young enough to choose a puppy over your mama. Okay, your mama that carried you for 9 months, gave you that good liquid gold from her breast, gave your ungrateful ass a place to stay for 19 years, and you shot her while she slept over a puppy? Sad part is the mom didn't even tell him he couldn't have the dog, but simply told him the dog would have to live at his father's house, not hers. You know why she said that? Because your mama knows best. And I guarantee your mom didn't want you to have that puppy simply because you don't know how to take care of yourself. She knows you don't understand responsibility. She has been taking care of your ass for 19 years, and you still live with her. So I know she's been taking care of your ass for 19 years. She knows you have terrible habits and make poor choices. That's why she didn't want you to have a puppy. And guess what, Andrew? You proved her right by shooting her while she slept because she wouldn't let you have a puppy. The last white man from Michigan who hated their mother this much was Eminem. But he just rapped about killing his mom. He never actually did it. Andrew Wilson, you really killed the woman who has fed you your whole life for a puppy that you probably couldn't even afford to feed. Some donkey of the days just sell themselves. Please give Andrew Wilson the biggest hee-haw, please.
Angelique, what?
He don't even look like he know what happened. Look at him. Look at him.
He's shocked.
He don't even know. He does not look like he understands the consequences of his actions.
Did you guess white?
He about to learn.
Did you guess white?
Yes.
Temporary feelings led to a permanent decision. Now he's charged with murder. It's over.
All right.
Did you guess?
Yeah, I guess white too.
Why people?
I guess white too.
Why people?
All right, now when we come back, we got to talk Insecure. Now, what happened on Insecure? You were talking behind the scenes. I didn't see it.
Insecure?
Yes.
Well, a lot of things happened on Insecure. You know, it was the season finale.
Right.
But most importantly, Molly got with, what's Lil Rel's name on the show?
Remember? I don't know what Lil Rel's name
he's
is.
He's a lawyer from her firm.
It's hard for me to look at Lil Rel and not see anybody but Lil Rel. What's his name on the
what's
show?
What's his name on the show?
What's Lil Rel's name on Insecure?
Well, anyway, she's been talking to him in a business sense, and clearly he likes her. He asked her out, and she called him homie on a date because she's not attracted to him, is what it would seem like. And then she did end up still sleeping with him.
Oh, wow. So I guess the question is...
But everything about him is great. He's smart. He's helpful to her career. They get along great. They go out. They have great conversation.
Quentin is his name.
Quentin.
So the question is, could you date somebody or could you have sex with somebody you're not attracted to?
Physically attracted to.
All right. Well, 800-585...
A lot of us end up with people we're not physically...
1051.
To my wife. What's up, baby? Huh?
She wasn't attracted to him.
You better fix that.
Yeah, is what he meant.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
800.
Because it sounded like you weren't attracted to her the way.
Not if you was actually listening to what Angela Yee said.
585-1051. Could you have sex with somebody you're not attracted to? That is the question. Call us up right now. It's
and
the
we
Breakfast
mean a
Club.
Physical attraction, not mental.
Right. Call us up now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking. This actually comes from Insecure. Now, what happened on Insecure, Yee?
Yes, Molly ended up having sex with somebody who she was cool with. They're great. They get along work-wise. He's helpful. He's intelligent. But she wasn't really attracted to him like that. So now what? But I'm sure we've all had sex with people that we haven't been physically attracted to, right? Some of us end up marrying those people.
Well, 800-585-1051. Could you have sex with somebody you're not physically attracted to?
This is kind of a silly question because guys have sex with women they're not physically attracted to all the time because guys just want a nut. Like, it don't even matter. Like, guys have sex with chunky girls. We have sex with unattractive girls.
I couldn't
girls.
Have sex with somebody I wasn't physically
That's
attracted to.
That's not true, Envy. Yeah. And you've been with your woman for a long time, but come on, man. Dudes have sex with anything.
I'd rather use lotion. Yeah,
you say that now until there's a vagina around.
All
right,
but.
Like, you know what I'm saying? You say that until there's a vagina around. You don't care what that vagina look like. If you got a chance to knock it off, you're going to knock it off. Especially growing up when you're younger.
What about you, Yee?
I had a conversation about this just the other day, and I'm trying to think. I've never really had sex with somebody that I didn't think was good looking.
Yeah, because you don't do nothing.
Physical attraction is important to me. And for a lot of my friends, though, I will say they don't care. Like, they're more attracted to people
with
based
money?
On not status. Just money, but power. Yeah, sometimes for women, it could be your status. But I've always been into, like, physically, I have to feel something because I couldn't be with somebody that physically I just...
Most guys don't have that luxury. When you go take an HIV test and you write down all the women that you've had sex with in your life, it's a lot of threes and fours in that list.
Well, let's go to the four. Hello, who's this?
Renee.
Hey, Renee.
Hi.
Good morning. Can you have sex with somebody you're not physically attracted to?
I've done it before, yeah.
How did that turn out?
How much he pay you?
He didn't pay me.
Stop lying. What did he buy you?
No, he was just really sweet, really funny, really good to me at first, and so it happened. Then he ended up cheating on me, so...
The nerve, right?
The nerve, that ugly guy.
I gave you a chance with your ugly ass.
Thank you, mama. Hello, who's this?
Good morning, this is Africa. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Africa.
Good morning, Africa. You a whole continent, huh?
I know you had sex with a guy.
You say that all the time. Yeah, I did. I did with my kid's father. And he was the first person I had sex with. And I was never attracted to him, you know. And even through a relationship, I don't think I was physically attracted to him. But he had good qualities that I liked. You know, I thought that he would be a good father. And actually, it turned out to be true. So, you know, sometimes you overlook all the physical just to get to something that you see in a person.
Looks aren't that important. What was more important was that he was a good dad and a good provider.
He could be a good dad and a good provider.
Was that the best sex you ever had?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, man. You can't be ugly and not have a good
sex.
You
sometimes look at him like, ugh.
You still with him?
No, we're not. But that was my first. I think that's probably the reason why we broke up because I didn't experience good sex and eventually that became frustrated.
Okay. Got you.
Tyler.
Hey, what's up?
What's up? Now, you had sex with plenty of women that were ugly, huh?
Well, you know, sometimes, you know, you get put in those situations where you got to take one for the team if it means, you know, we can get drinks and smoking good all night, you know. Sometimes you got to do what you got to do, you know. And at the end of the day, a girl's lady parts ain't got a face, so...
That's why I don't understand why guys is up here lying like we've had sex with tens our whole life. Like, stop it.
But, you know, just because you're attracted to somebody physically doesn't mean that other people will find them attractive, too.
Manny.
The Breakfast Club with no breakfast. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, man? You had sex with ugly women?
Yo, listen, man. Honestly, I changed my mind just that quickly. Originally, I had to be, you know what I'm saying, physically attracted to you. But now that I think about it, nowadays, too many women have a pretty face and nothing else to offer. So I'd rather go with a woman who got personality than a woman who got a pretty face and no personality.
Are you telling me that you've had sex with nines and tens your whole life? Come on, brother. Stop lying.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. No, not nines and tens, but you could have been a strong seven or eight. You know what I'm saying?
That's good.
You could have been a strong seven or eight, but I go for personality over anything. You know what I'm saying? I can't lay down and be attracted to somebody who's dumb as a donut.
You are lying. There is no
I can't
man
do it, Charlamagne.
That's can't having
do it.
Sex with an ugly girl because she got a good personality. You've never heard that in your life.
585-1051. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Brandon.
Hey, Brandon. Can you have sex with somebody you're not physically attracted to?
Of course, man. I do it a lot, man.
You do it a lot. Why?
Man, because sometimes you be drinking too much. You know, them party Friday nights, Saturday nights.
Guys always want to blame it on the liquor. Guys don't care.
Like T-Pain said, man, sometimes you got to blame it on the liquor.
Do you ever call those girls back when you're sober?
No, you normally call them back again when you're drunk again.
Okay, you saved the number. That's all I needed to know.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Shanae.
Hey, Shanae, you had sex with some guys that you weren't physically attracted to?
No,
not even once?
No, not at all.
You single now?
Let me ask you a question. You ever slept with a dude that only you thought looked good, but all your friends thought he was ugly?
No, actually, I haven't never slept with anybody. I'm a virgin.
So why are you calling us then?
I know.
This is about, this is about sex.
How old are you?
Yeah, virgins don't count.
My opinion.
How old are you, mama?
I'm
28. 28?
Damn, you, Yvonne Orgy.
Yvonne.
Okay.
Well, congratulations. Call us when you get some okay?
Stop it. Do you have a boyfriend now?
Yes, I do.
And how long y'all been together?
We've been together like 5 years.
5 years, wow.
And you haven't had sex with him?
No.
Not even oral?
No, not at all.
Do you speak to the girls that are having sex with him?
Stop it, stop it. Thank you, Mom. You keep holding out. When y'all get married?
I don't know.
He hasn't proposed yet?
No, he hasn't.
Is he a man of the church and a man of God?
Yes, he is.
I figured that.
Do you guys do other stuff?
She said no.
Nothing?
No.
He doesn't even eat the box?
The topic is about sex, and you've never had any. So have a nice day. We love you, baby.
My goodness. All right.
Well, then.
Stefan.
Yo, man. It's so crazy because it happened recently. Like, I went to a house or whatever. Like, I'm just sexually attracted to the girl. And then next thing you know, like, mind you, I don't know her name. Like, I forgot her name. I'm just a horrible person.
Wow.
Like,
you forgot her name?
You do not have to be physically attracted to a woman to have sex with her.
Like,
you guys
like,
are lying.
I was just never physically attracted, so it was just sexually, like, it was a sexual thing. Like,
what do you think sex is? Sex is a physical thing.
Well, yeah.
It is just sex.
But why would she ask me both? You get what I'm saying? Like, she asked me, am I physically or sexually attracted to her? Isn't it the same thing?
No. Sometimes you could just have sex without being physically attracted. Let me give you an example. One time I spent the weekend in jail.
Oh, Lord.
I came home on that Monday.
What? That's
when
a good time.
When I came home on that Monday, I just wanted to get off. And it's a young lady, and we used to call her Nasty Fat Nasty, and she used to drive a brown Honda Accord.
That's not the one we seen a picture of a couple of months ago, right?
No.
Oh.
And, you know, I went over there and knocked her off on the living room floor of the single wide trailer and kept it moving.
That's what I did.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, you feel me? I just kept it short, like, and that's it. Like, mom, she clingy. Like, I don't like clingy females. Like, so,
all right, bro.
Yeah.
All right, what's the moral of the story, man?
The moral of the story is when you start looking at people's hearts instead of their face, life becomes clear.
What are you talking about?
Man, human beings are superficial. That's all it boils down to, okay? And men are very superficial. Women tend to see past how ugly your ass is and see what's inside of you, and then they give you some.
There's some ugly guys I really should have gave a chance.
All right. We got rumors on the way, Yee.
Yes, let's talk about Al Sharpton and Kid Rock. They got some beef. We'll tell you what went down.
All right. All that and more. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On the Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, Gucci Mane and Keisha Kiara's wedding will be airing on BET, the main event, and it airs October 17th, and they have released a trailer. Here it is.
Gucci called me babe. He used to call me banana bread.
Gucci.
Hello, I'm Keisha Kiara, and I'm getting married.
Gucci.
I met Gucci on set. He charmed me with the way he treated me. I saw something in him that no one did. He proposed, and I said yes. My wedding will be over the top fabulous. Think of royalty, love. It will be a diamond-flooded wedding for both of us.
I'm all in for that. I'm here to watch that there.
Now, he also has his book, The Autobiography of Gucci Mane, coming out.
I'm reading that, too.
Right, and in the book, it starts off with him going to jail for a 39-month prison sentence and the altercation that he had with the police in Atlanta where they required two shots of sedatives to calm him down.
He
also styled himself after Master P, and that's why he actually signed and promoted all those artists in Atlanta.
Dope.
So, I haven't read it yet.
I can't wait to read the autobiography of Gucci Mane simply because you can look at the evolution of Gucci Mane. You can visibly see it. Okay?
All right, well.
So I'm there for that. There's two autobiographies I'm looking forward to for the rest of the year, and that's the autobiography of Gucci Mane and Tiffany Haddish's The Last Black Unicorn.
Yeah, I can't wait to read Tiffany Haddish's.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now let's discuss Kid Rock versus Al Sharpton. What happened? Why are these two beefing? Did you guys hear about this?
Nope.
Well, apparently, Al Sharpton has an issue. Al Sharpton's National Action Network in Detroit, that chapter, was going to protest Kid Rock's upcoming concerts and appearances in the city because of the Confederate flag that he has on stage. So there's a series of concerts featuring Kid Rock, and he's helping launch the new arena in Detroit next week, Little Caesars Arena, that they're opening up.
Uh-huh. Why would they let him launch the arena? Have they heard his rhetoric lately?
Well, Kid I guess because he's from Detroit. I don't know. Listen, I don't even understand.
Kid Rock is trash.
It. Now, Al Sharpton's daughter recently got into a scuffle. She got into trouble after her 30th birthday party. She got into it with a cab driver and ended up grabbing the cab driver's keys and tossing them. She was charged with petty larceny. Well, it turns out they said that then Kid Rock tweeted, these activists are such nice people, not. And he retweeted a post of the story about his daughter getting arrested.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then Kid Rock got upset and said that that wasn't even his account. That was a fake account. And, mm-hmm. He's running for, like, senator or something in Detroit also. So he said, I know I should probably not have even posted anything about these bottom feeders, but I will always stand up for myself, my family, my friends, my fans, my city, my state, my country, and the good in human nature. And they put PPPPS, I love black people.
Kid Rock is trash.
That was the end of his post.
Garbage.
All right, so I'm just giving you some insight as to what their beef is all about. Now, Cardi B recently did an interview, and she talks about her new album coming out. Now, she's turning 25 in October, by the way, and her album's also coming out in October. She's so young. I didn't realize she's only 25 years old.
You didn't?
No, I didn't even think. I don't know. I just didn't think about it. She's such a baby.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And she also talked about meeting Beyonce. She said that, I'm surprised Beyonce liked me. I met Beyonce. It's like, oh, my God, that's how it feels. Like, I can't talk. I can't breathe. And she also discussed female rappers that she would like to work with. She said Lil' Kim, Trina, and Remy Ma are some of her idols as well. And the first splurge that she had was an $80,000 watch. She said, but that's because I'm a rapper. I need jewelry.
She got her teeth fixed before she got her watch. She may not consider that a splurge, but, you know.
It do cost a lot of money.
It do cost a lot to get your teeth fixed.
Yeah, I think it was 30 racks she spent on her teeth. And
that's
then
a lot.
80 on that watch, and then
Cardi B's
song. 250 on that Bentley.
Bentley truck.
That boy, right, yellow number two this week, too, mm-hmm. baby.
And
in the
Lil Uzi Vert is planning to do a rock album. He's collaborating with Marilyn Manson. So that's his plan right now on that new album, a rock album.
Well, did Marilyn Manson ever really get his ribs removed just so he could give himself fellatio? Is that true? Or is that just an urban legend?
I think that's an urban myth, but I'm not sure.
The cameraman shaking his hand.
Possible.
It's called autofellatio, just so you know.
Because you need your rib cage, right?
Just Google autofellatio.
Some people take them out, right?
I don't know.
Did Janet Jackson take us out at one time?
Janet Jackson.
Your rib cage? Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, up next is the People's Choice Mix. Let me know what you want to hear. Revolt, we'll see you guys tomorrow. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.